Legislation passed. Anime banned on its own home turf. 16th of October, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Naha, Okinawa Prefecture of Japan. In a shocking decision, Japanese President Horiman forced legislation through Parliament to ban the popular entertainment media known as anime, as a recent study has shown that it causes severe brain damage. Invented in 1952 by Canadians, anime is a crude form of animation where art and story are eliminated in favor of low-cost production. It often features half-human creatures, long-legged schoolgirls with white panties and no noses, and oversized robots with incredible but surprisingly ineffective powers, as well as entire episodes where characters do nothing but threaten to fight each other, but never actually fight. The Japanese quickly grew fond of anime as a constant form of entertainment to help them forget the soul-crushing homogeneity of their culture and economy. This ban, however, has brought an end to an era. Several otaku, roughly translated as addicts or junkies, allowed themselves to be interviewed for this report. Otaku 0281 said,
"Well, there's nothing after all me. I may as well become a Mormon. Very bad."
The gaping hole in Japanese popular culture is already being scrutinized for replacements. Having a life and kitten huffing are slated to become the new national pastime, as 93.48% of Japanese now find themselves without hours of panties and robots. When questioned about his surprise decision, Horiman stated,
"Anime? What's anime? Is that the name of my masseur?"
Whoa.
Sephiroth is reported as being kind of angry at the ban of his favorite entertainment and has already killed 379 people in the face today. A record he hasn't even gotten out of bed yet. Huh. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.